This is Ted Kennedy. The White House made a screeching U-turn on a key issue of fairness for American workers. As a result, they'll now get 60 days advance notice before plants are closed and jobs are lost. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you deserve credit for braving the fury of the far right and telling President Reagan that the emperor had no clothes on the issue of fair notice to workers before factories are closed. The idea of notice had an irresistible head of steam in Congress and the country. The issue was fairness, and the irresponsible anti-worker ideology of the White House was giving Republicans a black eye, including Vice President Bush. The president slammed on the brakes, made a U-turn, showed the white flag, and let the bill become law. It makes me wish we had a presidential election every year, Al. That way, the country would have been spared a lot of your harsh anti-worker policies and hard times in the past 8 years.
A presidential election every year? After nearly 2 years of this guff, who would still be standing? Ted, just because an issue has an irresistible head of steam does not make it good policy. What it just might mean, and it sure did in this case, is that you are having a high old time with it, and our big veto gun should be saved for some other battles. What should be condemned here is your deliberate and twisted distortion of this administration as being anti-worker. You're way out in left field, over the green wall in Fenway. Just ask the 16 million folks who have found new and good jobs. These past 8 years have resulted in an unemployment rate of 5.3% for June. That's the lowest rate in 14 years. Carter took to the exit door when it was over 7%. You want to talk about naked emperors, you should first take a good look in the mirror, but get your robe on first, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the repeal of the windfall profits tax. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.